You're listening to Voices After Dark with Gina, Shanae, and Lisa. Enjoy.
Some ghost tales. Stories, Lisa?
Some tales.
Some tales.
Okay.
Some dark side. Some tales. Short. Some short tales.
Since it's Halloween.
It is Halloween time.
Yeah.
It's time to get scared.
I love a ghost story. And these are from where?
These are very, very short mini ghost stories.
That's okay.
That's fine. Gives us the spooks.
Well, it will.
Spook me.
It gives you something.
Where'd you get these stories? Tell me.
I got them on Reddit, which is an online Reddit.
Yes.
Reddit, thank you. On their website, and the user QuietVoice4846 wrote this spooky tale.
Are these true tales?
These are true tales.
True? They're true?
True tales.
All right, not just fiction.
The dark side.
Well, who knows if they're true tales?
Okay.
I don't know.
He just wrote this.
This person wrote this.
Yeah.
And
let's pretend they're real.
Yeah, they're real. He wrote it.
They might be.
So... late at night, so I'm the guy reading. I'm a dude.
You're this user.
I'm this user.
Maybe
yeah,
it's
yeah,
a
yeah.
girl.
Maybe
it is.
Last time.
No.
All
right. Says late at night, I usually go to the bathroom multiple times, but for the last few days, every time I leave, I can see myself still standing in the mirror from the corner of my eye, like in my peripheral vision.
Like he's not moving in the mirror, but
he could see himself in his in
peripheral.
Like yes. In the mirror.
In the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And it's creeping him out.
It's like the other me is watching me leaving the bathroom.
Ooh, scary.
You know what
Ooh,
mean?
I don't like that. Yeah. Actually, that gave me...
you know what I mean?
Actually...
like, it's like...
mirrors freak me out.
Dude, that happens to me at work all the time.
Fucking mirrors
so many...
and glass.
Yes. Looking at yourself, have you ever looked at yourself for too long in the mirror?
Yes.
And it's
yes.
like...
and you feel like you're not seeing yourself.
Yes.
Like, is that really me?
Yes.
Is that me? Is
oh,
that
yes.
really me?
God.
Oh,
yes.
yeah, yeah. That's
I look
what this
at
guy's
myself
doing.
Like, too deep.
Dude, that is my main trip at
oh
work.
My God.
Late at night when I go to work because there's nothing
mirrors
but those
and glass.
Glass.
Fuck that.
And
dude.
The glass
like
are the dividers
mirrors.
To the offices.
No.
So my reflection reflects to beyond all these.
It's crazy
it
because
messes
I actually
me up every
really
night.
Love mirrors. I have lots of mirrors in my house.
No, they say
but
they're...
I hate mirrors.
Yeah.
No, they say there's sense. Like a your another
like a portal.
Yeah.
I always feel like if I walk by a big enough mirror that I'm going to see something
yes.
in the mirror
behind
me.
Yes.
Every
yeah.
time.
Just like with the reflection of the glass in your job.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that big mirror in my house, that huge mirror when you go to my bathroom,
oh,
I always feel
oh,
like
yes.
I see something
yes,
behind
yes,
me.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because it's huge.
It's a big circle.
I'm like,
well, your house is haunted already as it is. So.
My house is haunted.
Yes.
But it could be a good ghost. Just pretend it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Go with
he's
the vibe.
Fine. He's fine.
He's just...
yeah. Anyways, so like the guy said,
oh,
he feels like it's the other me is watching me leave the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how creepy that could be.
Right.
It said it terrifies me to the point where I almost run out looking directly at the mirror. You know, or directly at the mirror, like...
yeah.
Why? I don't know why he did that, but he did that. He says he never... oh. This is a girl. Look at
oh, it's a girl.
So, it's a twist! Because she says, I never told my husband about it because I didn't want him to acknowledge it out loud.
Yeah.
So she didn't. So she saw
gotcha.
Some shit.
But it's her saying it,
but her
it meant
saying,
it was real.
Because you
yeah.
put that shit out there.
Yeah.
So she
I
was
believe
like,
that too.
She was like, I'm not going to say
yeah.
it. I'm not going to give life to it. I'm just going to move on. Like,
uh-huh.
okay, that didn't happen. She
but
moved
then in
on.
Some certain cases, I feel like I have to tell somebody because so it doesn't come
so
true.
So it doesn't come true.
But
sure.
I feel like
that's the other side.
Doesn't want to give it
energy.
Light.
Give it life.
Life.
And that's
yeah.
true because
if she acknowledges,
if she acknowledges
that,
it, they're like, ooh, you acknowledge
yes,
me?
Yes, yes,
I'm going to get. I'm gonna let you see
yep.
me more and I'm going to
so
get
I can,
more inside
I can
your
see
soul.
Why she's like,
that's how I feel about paranormal.
But she's still
me
thinking
too.
About it. So in a way, she's still giving it light because your thoughts are putting off energy.
True, but she's
but
not
if she
speaking
speaks
it.
It out loud.
If she
yeah.
speaks it, she puts it out in the world,
yes.
I feel like. If you
yeah.
speak
and
it.
She makes her husband aware of it.
That's different.
And it
yes.
gives it even more life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gives it like.
Yeah.
Goes to him now and he knows it. He sees it. Anyways. So.
Smart. Yeah, to.
Good girl.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Maybe I shouldn't have did that. I told mom something creepy that happened to me at work just tonight.
Shut up.
Yeah. So maybe I should have brought it to mind.
No.
Dun.
I think you should. Because who knows? Like,
I mean, some shit that you have a different feeling about.
And honestly, I felt like it was just coming around because I felt that energy because I was all YouTube doing all those videos of that haunted house of shenanigans.
Okay, so
I think you should still.
We'll chop it up in a minute. What the?
Yeah.
I think you should still tell somebody if something
happens.
Yeah, it's just creepy. Yeah.
But would you in your own house or would you tell Bryce, like, oh, babe, I saw a ghost in our house?
No, I would wait it out and see what's going on.
See, that's what she's probably did. She's probably like, let me do it again.
Oh, no.
Yep.
So
I'm the opposite.
So then after that, she didn't want to, like, you know, like I said, she didn't want to speak it out loud because she didn't want to acknowledge input, give it energy. So she says, earlier today, I took a nap in our bed while he sat in the... Oh, so she was taking a nap in the bed while he was sitting in the chair next to her watching TV. So she was in the bed. He was laying like on a recliner watching TV. Gotcha. Yeah, she was napping. When I woke up, he told me that he had seen me sit up and crawl backwards to the edge of the bed and stand up in front of our bedroom door.
What?
That from just the gave corner me the, of his
oh
eyes.
My
she like exorcised it.
Like
off
exorcised
the bed. Oh, you guys, I'm tired.
And
about
he
that.
Was in the recliner and he could see that in his peripheral vision. Her getting up like an exorcist. And standing there at the bedroom of the door. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Backwards crawling.
He told her this. Because she just woke up from a nap.
Right.
So he told her, I saw you do this.
You were sleepwalking pretty much.
And.
Oh, my gosh.
Stand up.
So, like he said, I saw that happen from the corner of my eye.
She's standing up.
He thought it was, and this is him. The husband's like, I thought it was weird that, he thought it was weird that I got up like that because I'm in the last of my pregnancy and I can't really move so well without hurting.
Oh,
so he tried, so he tried talking to me.
So she was like super pregnant.
Yeah.
Trying to walk or crawl
well,
backwards.
Crawl backwards to the edge of the bed and then stand up in front of their bedroom door.
He's probably like, what,
he's like,
what the hell is going on?
But he's watching TV, so he just kind of sees her getting up, but then he's kind of saw.
So he's trying to talk to her.
Yeah.
Oh,
so he tried to talk
gosh.
To her. Then he said, when I didn't answer, he looked at the door to find me not there and still sleeping in bed.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Oh.
He said he went to go wake her, but he went to churn.
After he seen
after
her do
he
that.
Seen her standing there at the door, went to go churn, and she was laying in bed, asleep.
Like a blink of an eye, she boom.
Whatever got up in his peripheral vision was not her. She was in bed that whole time.
What if she was doing? Ooh-wee.
But he saw he said
yeah, in his peripheral vision, he saw somebody getting up. But when he went to go look, she was still laying down in bed, asleep.
No, because. In his peripheral vision, how would he be seeing her crawling back or standing up?
Oh, in your peripheral vision? You could probably see a lot in your
peripheral
vision.
Like in the corner of your eye.
But he said he was looking at her like, why are you doing that when you're so pregnant? Like he figured it would probably hurt her.
Yes. So that's why he got up to go check on
her. Well,
he's
seen her enough to see
her
get up.
So
he's
seen her do that. Yeah, whether it was in his peripheral or not.
Yeah.
And then when he went to go get up or something. It's like, you know, looked away for a second and then looked back and she was in her bed.
So you really think she was up doing that while she was pregnant and laid back down?
Or
after
was it just
not that fast?
Not
I think
fast.
he's.
And
but,
not doing no fucking dive bend like that
remember,
when you're pregnant. And
but
then,
remember, she's just the one, she's the one that saw whatever in that bathroom looking at her, thinking it was herself looking at herself too. Don't you remember?
True.
Like,
yeah.
There's something there in that house already.
That's scary.
You know what I mean?
Like the mirror thing and then
yes.
another
the peripheral
version of
vision.
Herself
yeah.
doing
I
that.
Have read somewhere that if you have a mirror That's in weird. Your bedroom, it is to cover it up.
When you sleep.
And then you'll get a better night's rest.
Yeah, there's the urban legend.
What?
It's
bitch,
because
now I'm going to go home
no,
and be
I
scared of every fucking mirror.
Do that
because
to...
I think there's an urban legend where when you sleep, your spiritual self can travel, and if it sees its reflection in the mirror, something happens. Something.
So, where we left off was
he's seen her.
He's seen her laying in bed when he went to go actually look at her.
So he was like, what the fuck? Like, so she wakes up and he tells her, I literally just thought I saw you.
Hell to the nah.
What'd she say?
Or did so she says, that's I got really shit. Creeped out. So this is like him telling her the stories. So she's like, I got really creeped out and I finally told him about what I've seen, when I seen upstairs in the bathroom. He thought it was creepy as well, but didn't want to really talk about it anymore because he thinks will give it whatever the power energy. He thought the
same thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And then she said, I have no idea what it wants or why we both saw it.
Yeah.
So she's
or why we both
saw it. It's an entity. Something. An entity. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, man. That's creepy.
That's it.
So cover your ears.
I wish we could get
They never brought it to life. They never.
I wish we could get an update. Speak of it. Maybe we'll remember their username. Go look it up.
Yeah.
See and Quiet Voice
4846 off Reddit.
Yeah. I want an update.
Yeah. Next,
that's your job.
That's my job. Find
everybody. Now everybody is going to look at a mirror differently now.
No.
Yeah, I am.
I can't. And cover your mirrors up if you have one in your room before you go to bed.
I don't like the mirror. I don't like to. I don't like that mirror thing.
No,
I've had a dream with the mirror thing.
Maybe it's because of those movies like Candyman and Bloody Mary.
Oh, we've been taught
all these.
No, I legitimately seen our uncle who passed away in a mirror in my dream before.
That's weird.
In your mirror?
Yep, in the mirror. Yeah, and that next morning after seeing him like in like my mirror, I was like, I felt weird looking into my mirror.
The mirror, afraid you might actually see him. And I have
already, I already believe that mirrors are like another takes you somewhere, you know.
Talking about ghosts gives me a whole nother level of chills. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a whole nother level.
It's so, it's just another dimension. It's so there. It's
mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it so creepy.
Do you believe spirits can come and visit you in the afterlife?
Yes.
I think
they have.
Do you feel like, people leave you messages?
Yes.
Yeah, I think if you see him or look at him like that, I don't know.
Or do you think it's just a coincidence you hear the song and it makes you think about
it? It might be like the old one where if you see a dime, then that's your loved one.
Or a penny.
But I think that you can also, like a non-believer can also say, well, you're just, it's like attracts like whatever you think about.
Your man festing it up, you know, yourself. Yeah.
You probably because seen you're putting dimes. It
out there in the universe.
There was
thoughts.
Probably already those dimes out there, just you know, that were all over. But now that you've put that in your mind, like when I see a dime, that's my love. You will see it more, just like when you know, like the car. We're like, I see mom's car everywhere now. After after purchasing a vehicle, you feel like you see that car all the time. They just stand out now more to you. Could be that.
It's just, you're bringing it, man. Your thoughts and whatever. What you are attracting, what you are thinking.
Yep.
And what's around you. And
that is true.
Super true. I'm a believer in that.
I do. I believe in science and...
What was the question?
Supernatural or spiritual? What was the question? You asked if you can.
We just were like, you asked.
I'm all, where did they take this?
What was the question? You asked if we believe in the afterlife. Like, if you can be visited.
If we could get messages.
Messages.
I did have another one with our friends.
Yeah.
After she passed away.
Yeah.
And I had a dream that I was talking to her on the phone and she asked me,
I had lots
how's
of dreams.
My sister? And it was crazy. It was like staticky. It was like, and then all I heard was, how's my sister? And then it was like,
that gave me chills.
And it was a dream.
And it was a dream. I dreamt that.
But in your dream, she was giving you a message.
Yeah, in my dream, she was giving me a message, dude. And I even had to tell her. And
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'll never forget it. I've even had.
I feel like these candles and everything, it's like
it's a seance. My God. I feel like we're calling people.
I feel like we're opening something right now.
Don't say that. Don't say this is that.
A good veil.
Yeah.
Picture like a positive veil.
Well, you know, I when I was my first time experiencing any type of spooky or ill feeling mm-hmm. was, I don't know, I guess in my grandma's house when I was younger, I always felt really creeped out about the back of her house and her Lita's basement. House? Yeah.
Ooh, I've always been creeped out.
No, I always had I love Lita. I love that house. No, I love everything always about had it.
Yeah, that is
crazy. But that whole area. It's by a cemetery.
I've always felt the creepiness, and ever since I was young, I hated sleeping back there. I hated, I would love to sleep up front in the living room or with my Lita.
It was pretty dark energy.
Honestly, or if I was that house. Yeah. Isn't it gone now?
Demolished? No,
it's still there.
Is it?
It is still there.
Mm-hmm. I thought it got demolished.
No, it's just sold. It's still there. But that house, and my mom said, oh, nothing ever happened, you know. Everybody's lived there.
I remember feeling that as a kid. It was creepy.
Even thinking about it now, I don't know if it was a dream or if we actually were staying the night there. Mm-hmm. Maybe I was just scared. I mean,
Stayed the night there in that back room before.
No, yes. I'm having like memories of her room.
Okay. Oh, I always played in her room.
The living room.
It's all her jewelry.
The living room. And then, like, the energy just like coming off of like the hallway and the kitchen.
Yes.
You know, like when you stand in the living room, I feel like this weird, it was always dark energy coming from the back of the house. Yeah.
Yes.
The kitchen was the back of the house.
Scary dream. I don't know.
Dude, I just remember.
In my late dad's room,
she had a doorway and it would go from her bedroom to the bathroom to the kitchen to the hallway. This long hallway.
Yes.
Like, if all doors are open, I can see all the way down the hallway to where she had a little
Yeah, and to cabinet. Me, it just always seemed really dark to me over there.
So, when we would stay the night, my mom would sleep with her mom, and I'd sleep on the floor right in front of her bed. Yeah. But my head was like this, and I can just see down the hallway. On the ground. I was on the floor. Why looking down the hallway.
So I've had, yes. I've,
I shut Though I can't do it. I made him shut the doors and lock them.
Yeah. No, totally.
I was like, I'm not sleeping on the floor staring down that fucking hallway.
Hell yeah.
No way.
Your mind alone will play tricks. Yeah.
And then at night you'd hear the clock. She'd have this old clock. And it was like,
I like clocks. Lots of clocks.
It was like, but it was like.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy though. Mm-hmm.
That noise all night long.
It's kind of comforting to me though.
Not in this house. It wasn't comfortable. No.
I think only because of Nana's clocks. When I stayed over there,
well, she had like
it was like always like clocks. A zen. You know, I like the just everything in its place. It just felt so good, and then just hearing all those clocks just ticking. I don't know. Really? It was so cozy.
I don't know. I kind of think that sounds like a creepy sound.
Oh, it's totally
maybe just because that's always like a scene.
Well, maybe if you had like a bunch of them
in a movie. Oh no, in scary movies, that's always the creepiest part. Hearing the like silence and all the clocks ticking.
That's why I'm like. Ah.
Well, Amityville when they have. Because all those clocks together.
But you can also switch it to like, and then when she had that pellet burning stove downstairs too, you'd hear that popping and stuff.
Oh yeah.
And then just all the clocks ticking. I just loved it. Love it.
Well, I didn't particularly like it in that house.
I'm glad
you loved it, but I didn't particularly like it.
No, it is very scary.
I remember having memories of having to sleep in the living room on the floor.
Yeah, that's where we sleep too.
Creepy.
It was. Like, I would sleep at the furthest.
See, I think I remember a living room.
I would sleep at the furthest part of the living room as I could in that house.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
To get as far away from the hallway.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
I would not sleep. But there was times I did sleep in the back room with my mom.
Oh, and then the basement. I think I used to always run once.
Like as if you had to run past that.
Oh yeah, and sleep in that room.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I used to have to sleep in that little side room.
The stairs like, were really steep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was scary. That house is making my neck all tense.
Yeah, but when we used to be over there, we used to go play in the cemetery, and it was so awesome.
Yeah,
I remember looking at all the headstones too. Of like,
yeah, see, right next to a cemetery.
Literally, not even a block. It's like 2 houses down, 3 houses down.
I always thought it'd be cool to live like,
but I love that cemetery. But I never
you
feel...
live right by the cemetery.
Yeah. I do.
Oh my gosh!
But actually, her house is already haunted from the owner.
Yeah, yeah.
The old owner.
The original owner.
That no, is true. But I also confuse like my memories with actual dreams too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Dreams are crazy.
Do you ever like when I have my worst nightmares? It's in my house I grew up in.
I
lived in Denver.
The most scariest dreams I've ever had always go back to a childhood home.
Place you lived.
Oh, yeah. Like the apartments, even the trailer, the area in general that you grew up in.
Mine too.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Mine goes directly to the house in Colorado. And my worst, you know.
That's so weird.
How. Natural disaster. You already know me, natural disaster. I don't like them.
Yeah, well, they are pretty crazy.
That does give me...
So, in my fucking dream, I'm in my house that I grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hear a bunch of, like, shit going on outside. Like...
The world's falling apart.
The world's falling a fucking apart.
Oh,
and
man.
I'm stuck in my house. And no one's with me, guys. Mm-hmm. I am by myself. There's nobody with me, but I'm in the house, and it's like back. I feel like it's in the 70s because that's really where 70s, 80s is kind of how I remember it. And it's just falling apart, and then it gets really fucking quiet.
Wow,
it's silent.
Silent.
I open up the fucking door, and it's nothing but water. Nothing but water.
That's scary.
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing around me. Water everywhere.
I feel like someone else had this dream.
Really?
And that there was like...
really?
There was like aliens or something.
I don't know. I don't know. There's no aliens.
Somebody was talking about like a water world and then aliens or something. I don't remember.
There is a movie called Water World, though.
Mm.
And it's actually really good. And it is all water.
It is all water.
It has that one famous dude in it. I don't know.
Well, anyways, I'm just on sea of water, and all I see is a big fucking ladder. And then I climb up the ladder, and I remember getting on top, and there's literally nothing around me, guys. I'm just this house on top of water. And I just don't, and there's nothing. It's just,
I think
water is what really creeps me out. Like, I have to have water. Like, when we go camping, I have to be around water. Like, I'm a water gal.
Yeah.
But I'm also really terrified of it, like the ocean.
No, dude,
and
I'm
no, all no. that. What's in the ocean? Uh-uh. The aliens in the ocean? Because I believe there are aliens in the ocean.
Well, yeah, there is.
Yeah,
but yeah,
I think it's
crazy.
You and Bryce who are both like you would rather go to the ocean than space. The deep ocean than space.
Ooh,
I know Bryce
honestly,
would rather...
I don't even know if I could go
deep
to
ocean.
Either. Wait, that's a good question.
Would you rather submarine and go deep dive into the ocean to, like, see other creatures?
No.
Or
outer
space. I don't
think
I could do either. I would rather... my heart just probably fell out of my body.
Mine too.
Picture
I don't
it.
Think I could do either.
I'm
Sicily.
Scared of... Picture it. Sicily. 1929. No, seriously.
Golden Girls quote.
I'm scared of heights. I'm
terrified
of heights.
Tell me.
So either one of those scenarios
is terrible.
Is terrifying.
Yeah, horrible.
To me.
For sure. I don't think I could.
Would
I
you rather?
Pick
oh,
pick
oh.
one. Pick one. Say it. You have
space
no choice.
Or the dark blue sea. Okay.
Pick one. Pick one.
Oh
pick one.
Oh my gosh! I could not pick any.
I say space.
Space. Space. Space. Space. I'm space.
I do space. Fuck the water.
You have to pick
fuck,
one, Gina.
Fuck the water.
I had to pick one, Gina.
You have to
you
pick
have
one, Gina.
To. It's literally
no way,
you have
Jose,
to.
Because I could never want to leave this earth. Like, never.
Of course.
Okay, so it's
no,
the deep
Gina,
blue
you have
sea
to,
for
then
you.
Then I have to.
And you have to go down the ocean because you're not leaving earth.
The deep blue sea. No,
you're
not.
You'd want,
the
you'd
deep
still
blue
be,
sea. Oh
you'd
want to
be
God.
Submarined under...
All the
heavy,
way down.
Heavy, tons
all
of
the way down.
Literally.
All the way down.
It doesn't
well,
matter.
Well, that
though.
Is a hard ass question because anything can happen
mm-hmm.
in both
in
scenarios.
In space, it's all that pressure too. It could be the same.
Yeah.
It's the same underwater.
The same, yeah. I mean, just
like. If they were to, like, crack open, like, a window in space, like, it would, like, literally suck you out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Total Recall. Remember off of Total Recall, they are, like.
Well, I think you mean in a plane.
I think it makes it, like, just crumble.
Yeah. Like, oh. I actually really love that movie, guys.
Anyways, I can't do the ocean.
I mean, yeah. I probably would have to just go in space because they'd...
No, the ocean makes me feel more like claustrophobic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The thought of being underwater. I don't know why. even though you can't leave whatever craft you're in outer space, I still
can't do that either in the water. So
it's no.
I know what you're talking about.
Looking out a window in a submarine. This happened to me when I, no, seriously, you guys, it's making me have flashbacks of the anxiety I felt when I had, it wasn't an epidural, it was whatever they inject, it was a different kind of, they called it something else.
The Depo-Rol or, for when you were having
when
your
baby?
When I
had a C-section, yes.
Oh, okay, I don't know.
They even said it, he's like, it's not an epidural, but an epidural, I don't know, something, right? Anyways, it numbs you from the waist down, and... I didn't really think about it until I thought about it too much. Literally, I was laying down, and once I realized I couldn't move my legs by myself, it literally put me into such a panic that I've never felt before. It's even making my legs twitch now. Like, just keep moving, because, it's making my body tense just thinking about it. It really makes me feel claustrophobic. Like, you haven't ever had to have that. Like, nope, calm yourself down. Like, that feeling of not being able.
That's crazy. So, the water on top of you, that's why you wouldn't pick under the water. Yeah.
Yeah. Long story short, it gives me a very claustrophobic feeling. And it, now I know what an intense feeling like that feels like. Yeah. That intense.
I just always think of, like, takeoff. If you're leaving space.
No, that also gives me another anxiety.
That is what, like, super is terrifying.
Because
that's
a commitment.
And then just having, like, pure
Once you're in, you're going.
It's all, it's just, could go on to infinity, and beyond.
But being in space gives me, like, a different mentality. I think I would be more freaked out about, like, who am I in general as a human being? And what's out here?
That would totally make me think like that too. But unless we're going to Mars because something's going to happen to this Earth, then I think I'd be okay landing on land because
space.
I love land.
Okay, so like, what's that movie where they have those ships and there's so many that are going to go fly all these people to Mars? What's
really?
That movie?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Well, it's these, like, they have these four humongous ships and you have to, like, buy a ticket.
Oh,
and
gosh.
the Earth is gonna
whatever
is dead.
It sounds familiar.
It's gonna fall apart. So they have these certain amount of ships that are gonna send all these people out to Mars to
if
start
not,
life. Over.
Is it like all the elites? Like they do
they
pick
like
people?
Yeah, like all the elite. Yeah, like you pay a lot of money to whoever.
Oh,
you know,
okay. No, I
you
guess
pay
I
a lot of money to fucking get on this ship.
Oh, never mind.
But they got like animals and humans and plants. You know, they're trying to go to Mars.
Did they handpick some people for like procreation?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the movie. It's really good though.
Is that the right word?
It kind of sounds like 2012, that movie, because they go into ships.
Maybe.
But they're just because it's a whole, it's going to be like a water world.
Yeah.
When they were in the
water
games.
Really scares me.
Yeah, water is really terrifying.
Yeah, water's very fucking terrifying.
Water
I think they're both equally terrifying, but...
And we're the crab, so we should be like, we're the crab.
Well, that's what I said. That's why I love the water at the same time.
I like water.
I love the water.
I love swimming. I love
that's what I'm saying. I love the water, but at the same time,
the
it
power.
Terrifies me. Like, all the beach houses out front, I'm like, I don't
the
know.
Damage.
Like, that'd be nice to hang out, but
you
not to
live by
there,
the water?
Not by the ocean. I'm like, girl, the wave could be taller than my house and just swallow me the fuck
water
up.
Water makes
like,
me nervous.
Yeah, it's just
but
crazy.
It's a different type of water that makes me nervous. Like, if I lived by like, a lake or something, that wouldn't make me nervous. But, like, deep blue
ocean.
You're right.
Yeah,
I love
a lake.
The ocean is terrifying.
I love a lake.
We
love a lake.
Lake, I'm not really
hey,
worried
and
scared.
We're
a
country girl.
There is a part of the world that is nothing but the ocean, and it's like, I just seen that on freaking Facebook, and I should have saved it.
What was it?
it's a certain part of the world that is literally all, you are 1,000 miles to land, to any kind of land.
Like all directions.
Yeah, all directions. It's like a pinpoint of like in the middle of the ocean.
In what ocean? Do you know?
I think it might be the Pacific, but I'm not sure. So don't quote me on that. But it's a certain point and it's like 1,000 miles from land. I was like, oh my gosh, like that would give me so much anxiety. Yep, because it does. It's almost
equivalent to being out in outer space because literally
everything blackness.
In your horizon is just water.
Yeah, and then if you're in space, everything is blackness.
Yeah, black.
Well, not really. I'm
that
sure
would drive me nuts.
Well, I don't know. In space, you might be able to see a lot more stars.
Shit, they probably have a whole Starbucks up there already going for the freaking.
No, they probably have some. You probably can see some shit up there.
And that pinpoint, though, that pinpoint of that ocean where it's 1,000 miles, they also dump a lot of trash, which is from the space. Like, I think they said the ISS, one of them retired, or if this one is going to retire, that's where it's going to go. Something like that. But no, one of them is in there, I think, already.
Hmm.
But that's where they put some of their space trash. It was right there in that middle of that ocean right there.
Damn.
Yes. I was like, damn, fucking litter bugs, what the fuck?
Well, think about it. How are they going to get rid of it in space?
Is it like in a pod and someone comes picks it up or what?
No, and they use that too, I think, sometimes to land. Sometimes?
Huh. Mm.
Certain things or satellites or something too. Yeah, but I read that too, that was on there, that they use it for like space trash.
So to answer the original question, I would rather go to space, not water.
Yeah, space for me. What about you? Still water?
Yeah, I think I don't know.
Still water?
Still water.
No,
huh?
I would have to go to space because.
Okay.
I'll agree. Like, probably got a Starbucks there and already built. They're already building on fucking Mars, a whole Earth, too. So.
Now you sound like your kid.
Yeah. Are the Starbucks? No, I'm just saying, just because that's like super popular. I don't even drink Starbucks, actually.
Yeah.
I'm just saying because that's a popular. High class motherfucking thing, I guess. Everybody gets a start.
Both scary.
Yeah, we went from paranormal to aliens. Heaven's on well, time.
Just claustrophobia, really.
Yeah, claustrophobia.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
Hauntings are a real thing. Aliens are real things. Yeah. Vampires are real.
Give us the feedback on what they think their answer would be.
Yeah. Would you rather
go to space or go into the deep blue ocean.
Deep, dark blue. To be able to do that. To be able to actually.
You got to pick one. I had to because they both are terrifying.
They are. Yeah, that is true.
Well, do you believe in vampires? Do you, Sinead? That was fun.
Next time. Yeah. Next time on Voices After Dark, we're going to talk about vampires.
I love vampires.
But okay, that's about all we got.
Yeah, that's what we got right now.
Thanks, guys. I'll have more small, scary stories.
Yeah,
those are pretty cool. We kind of go off on our own thing, which I think is more creepier, maybe. We get
this
a
is our freestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, freestyle. All right,
guys.
Well,
peace out.
Check us out on Instagram, Voices After Dark on
Facebook.
Instagram, Voices After Dark Podcast on Instagram, and Facebook, Voices After Dark Podcast. Anchor, don't forget Anchor. You gotta put them in there. Listen to us on Anchor, Spotify. Email us at voicesafterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. Tell us our thoughts. Space.
Our thoughts.
Our thoughts.
Tell us what we think.
Tell us our thoughts.
Tell us what we think.
Maybe what you think.
Tell us what we're thinking.
Tell us what you're thinking. Give us the review. And give us your thoughts.
And stories. And scary stories.
Space or deep blue and your scary stories.
Space or deep blue. There you go.
Space or deep blue.
Bye. Later.